All right, so good evening, all you cartoon addicts out there. And let's get ready to dive into another thrilling episode of the Cartoon Rewind podcast. But guess what? It is a special episode, which Rolly's going to talk to you a little bit about that in a minute. Of course, I am your host, Frank, and joining me, as always, are my two amazing partners in crime, the Chip and Dale of the show. I'm going to let you guys decide who is who. Right? Oh, and I'm talking about the cartoon, not the dancers. Just to let you know. All right. So, you know, I'm talking about Rolly and the encyclopedia of all cartoons and toys. I'm talking about D himself. Now, before we get into our special episode for today, right, remember to smash that subscribe button, drop us a comment, share our videos, and throw us a like our way. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere where you catch your podcast. Oh, and also don't forget to come check us out on Instagram and TikTok for even more cartoon clips, just to let you know. And today's episode, it is about toys. So, Rolly, I have a feeling we have something to do with toys nowadays.
Yes, we do. Actually, thank you for asking. Number one, though, before we get into that, I could totally be a Chip and Dale dancer. And if you want, I can show you.
Yeah.
I can show you right now. All right. But besides that, that was number one. Number two is that, yes, we're happy to announce that we've opened our own online toy shop. It is, you know, we're in the very early stages, and we appreciate our listeners' support on that. But, yes, we hope to soon be your leading source of toys, collectibles, what else comes with that? New, hot stuff. Anything you want, you guys need from your toy needs, CartoonRewind.com is going to be your page.
You got it.
Yes. Yep. So, yes, D, you can stop now. Thank you.
Yes, please, enough.
I'm always
enough.
So fascinated at every hat. He shows. Even though he misspelled the word cartoon. But every hat.
I did not misspell cartoon.
Hold on. It did. I don't know. No, it did not. You did not. But it looked.
Thank you.
When it passed by, it did. So. Oh, so now I'm supposed to share what this episode's about, right?
Yep.
It's not an episode, but it is our podcast episode. Oh, yeah, sure. A podcast episode. Yes.
So, this is a toy edition, or very popular, and I don't know if it's really popular with all of you, but it's definitely popular with me, and that's all I care about.
screw everybody else.
Yeah, screw everybody else out. You guys are not paying my salary. I pay my shit. But this is a toy edition, and we're going back to the 80s, as us old people like to do. And we're reviewing the first series, the first wave of the Silverhawk toys.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, Silverhawks was a cartoon that came out in the 80s. Very close. It's basically Thundercats, but with birds in space.
and shiny suits.
Am I simplifying this way too much?
way too much.
Way too much. All right, so Silverhawks came out in 1986, right? It's based on bionic space enforcers called the Commander Stargazer. Called Commander Stargazer, recruited by Silverhawks. What? I read that really wrong. I feel like I'm not reading this right. But basically, they're space enforcers. A space enforcer called... Oh, Commander Stargate is the boss. He recruited Silverhawks, which is a bunch of heroes who are partly real, partly metal. Which, by the way, if you can't be partly real. You're fully real. But I'm not. I digress. And they need to fight the evil Monstar, which is the same thing as the bad guy from...
Mamra.
Yeah, they weren't really created here. They didn't use the same people. They just switched out what their character was from Thundercats. It's like, hey, did you finish Thundercats today? Okay, now let's move on to Silverhawks. And by the way, we done with Silverhawks? Well, Tiger Sharks.
Tiger Sharks.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot we had these the grammar checker on. Let me turn that off. So,
you said
this
Tiger
is a cartoon.
Cop.
I did. Yeah, no. I was totally wrong on that one. There's a cartoon. It lasted 65 episodes because apparently back in the 80s, that was a target number, right?
That was a lucky number.
Yeah, 65 against syndication, and they only got one series. Each cartoon ran about 23 minutes long. I thought the cartoons were great, and then the toys were great. Now I'm gonna tell you one thing: we're gonna review the toys, and me personally, in this episode, we're gonna review the toys, and me personally never owned not even one as a child. So which led me to collect them now as an adult.
Mm, okay.
And I think our toy guru is going to share some of his personal collection too. But
yes, he is.
We will be starting with that. Do you guys have any? So I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask it now for our group here. Did anybody here have Silverhawks toys growing up?
No,
I did not.
None of you.
But I did enjoy the cartoon.
The cartoon was great. The best part of the cartoon was the theme song for me, by the way. Very 80s. So I'm sharing, so for our listeners listening, so I'm just sharing our, I'm sharing my screen.
Hey, for those,
we're at, again.
For our YouTube members, over my right shoulder, there's three guys talking about Transformers Generation 1 on YouTube over my shoulder right here, so.
Which is a great episode, though. I heard that episode's amazing.
Yeah,
I heard that was like one of the best ones. Yes.
Frank is
one of the best ones.
Frank is looking a little younger. His beard hasn't caught in yet because he's hiding from his kids. So check it out.
So poor kids. They've been asking for child support for months.
Forever.
All right. So this week we're using TransformersLand.com, their wiki page. Again, I don't think we can do this show without them. So thank you very much, Transformers
yes.
Land, and check them out. Their website is great. But let's talk about the series one and some of the main figures. My personal favorite
was Bluegrass.
Yes.
Mm. Wasn't he the pilot? He was a pilot, yes.
Okay. He was a pilot, and he had a cowboy hat, and he played the guitar, and his guitar was his weapon. And then, I thought it was great. The toy itself was just pretty much that, the guitar and the hat. So a lot of people, misconception is that each Silverhawk had a hawk. And that was not the case.
And I noticed he does it.
He does. Technically he did. And technically he does.
Is his guitar a bird?
His guitar is a bird.
Yes.
In the cartoon. Yes.
Okay.
So there it is there. Yes. I was going to get mine from my personal collection and show you guys. But I don't have the original series. I have the Super 7. Thank you. The Super 7 versions.
Okay.
So... But it was pretty cool still for the time. His hat, even though he had a little opening in the hat so he can hair can breathe because he had the little thing going across. Yeah. So as you can see, every figure, every character had a little bit, showed you a little bit of humanity so you knew they were human. But a lot of it was robotic and they were shiny and that's pretty awesome. So what's your thoughts on Bluegrass?
Well, he was definitely one of the characters I did enjoy because I thought the guitar that turns into a bird. I thought that was kind of cool. I thought him shooting those musical lyrics notes as a weapon, I thought that was cheesy, personally. But yeah,
he was only good for being a pilot. That's all he was.
Yeah,
he had a great ship though.
He did. He did.
He did have a great ship, which it is here. I know I'm probably not pronouncing this wrong, which is Majora? Dwayne?
Mirage,
thank you. Well, they misspell Mirage. That's not how I spell it. That's not how we spell it here in America. But They had the spaceship obviously looked like a hog. Each one had their own little compartment, and then the bluegrass in the middle could fly out and do his thing because he rarely got out of the ship. Which is, I never understand why. He could fly, but he never got out of the ship. But each one could lay in. Each one laid in so they can be ejected out in the cartoon, and then the Mirage could he fly out. So we're sharing that right now on the screen. It was blue. That was cool. Never had it. Not a lot of pieces are left from it. But
that does look cool.
Piece. It does look cool. It was a big piece because this one also rode had wheels. It was
that's
a big
a
piece.
Motorcycle. The top
yeah.
part. I mean,
yeah,
the
even though
part
in space, it didn't need it.
yeah, but in case if it went inside, I mean, if it went, you know, to a planet and it needed to, for some reason, drive. You know what I mean? Even though they could fly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So.
I'm trying
but
here.
What happened?
I'm trying.
No. It was a good theory there, and it also came with two missiles, so you can have it there. Again, never had it. Thought it was super cool when the toy came out. I thought I wanted it, but never got it.
Now, question:
yes.
If Super 7 makes the Mirage,
Yeah, totally. I'm slowly trying to catch everybody. Yeah.
Are you? Okay.
Catch
yeah.
who?
Oh, collect everyone. I said catch, so
I
collect everyone.
I knew what you meant, though. I knew what you meant, though. Yeah.
So.
Actually, I did it. I was just being nice. Even though you fired me.
Ooh. Someone's bitter. Someone's bitter.
Man,
hey, but D,
can you tell?
You know how much bluegrass will cost? Well, what the market value is on bluegrass if he's carded?
On a card?
Carded.
What do you think?
Wow.
Carded.
Mm-hmm. 300?
What do you think? How much, buddy?
300.
Ooh, okay. Rolly, how about you?
I was going to go less. I was going to do $175.
Okay. Well, you can actually, if it's carded, good condition, of course, right? Mm-hmm. You're looking at between $225 and $325.
Yeah. He said,
just for him.
He said carded because he's really rare.
Carded. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that's a lot for a figure, but loose, you can get them for $75 to $100.
That's still a lot, though.
It is, man. It is.
Wow. So, all right. But my next one the next popular one, is the leader
Tallyhawk?
No, Quicksilver with Tallyhawk.
Tallyhawk is the bird.
Oh, Tallyhawk is the bird.
Is this evil or good?
No,
Quicksilver.
Well, you can't tell. Well, evil. He has eyeliner. He has guyliner. That's how you know.
Well, plus if he was evil, he would have a goatee, right?
No, not this one. This one he has guyliner.
No, this is.
So if you go to, if you check out, Super 7, they came out with a special evil version that I believe I'm not sure what episode that happened in.
But Frank,
but he just had guyliner on.
Frank, this is not Knight Rider. Nice. This is not Knight Rider where the evil Michael Knight with a blue team.
Or Star Trek.
Star Trek, yeah.
Or Star Trek.
Yeah. By the way, I always thought the bird's name was Tally Ho. Tally Ho. I always thought that was what it was. So there's
I can see that.
I can see that. You can see that in packaging right here. He had his wings. It was super cool. Maybe I liked it so much because of the shininess.
Yes, you did. It's black metal.
Yeah, because they're all shiny.
They're all shiny. That's the only thing. That's where Super 7 messed up. Unless it was good marketing and they came out with the doll one so I could sell some and then come up with the shiny one so they could sell more.
They did. They did come up with the black metal one.
They did, but they could have done that from the beginning.
Yeah, but they didn't want to.
Yeah. So this is the leader, obviously, of the group. So there's that. And then followed by the girl, which is right here. She's one of the twins.
Steel.
By the way, Quicksilver with Tallyhawk carded $550 to $700.
How much?
$550 to $700.
God damn. Should have saved all my toys.
Should have.
So this is Steelheart. She's one of the Silverhawks, and she's a twin sister of Steelheart. I forget what her bird's name is, but we'll see now. Her bird's name is
Razor.
Razor. Yes, ugly looking bird.
Didn't it spin?
That would make sense. No. Doesn't look like it spins.
No, in the cartoon it's, but whenever it.
Oh, in the cartoon it did. That's where it gets a razor. Yes, yes, yes. So, it's just, but not a lot of details on the actual toy, and she looks kind of weird. Her shape is weird. Toys weren't very flexible. Why didn't they think about just putting a waist on her? But whatever.
And she looks Vulcan.
She does look a little Vulcan with the eyebrows. She's very concentrated on what she's doing. Now her brother is Steel Will,
mm-hmm.
with his bird Strong Will.
Didn't they use
Dwayne, it? Do you know what the bird did?
That one though.
No, it's Stronghold, isn't it?
Yeah, Stronghold is a bird.
He was a football. Okay. He was an athlete, so I don't know. But
yes.
Didn't they use the Kenner figure? The Kenner figure molds.
For what? In what sense? For the characters?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's basically the same.
That's what
except
it looks like.
Except they just put a cloth.
Yeah, but I didn't know what his bird did.
I don't remember either. Frank, our researcher. You're our researcher for today.
You got your job back, Frank.
No, I gave you a new job. Now he's a researcher. I demoted him. from marketing, demoted. Marketing manager, now he's just marketing person. From host to researcher.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know that Frank, what the hell did you do this week that
I have no upset? Idea. I have no idea.
So so Stronghold, I don't remember what he did. I would have preferred, by the way, they just reused the same fabric because his fabric should have been blue to match his character. So, and none of these had helmets. They all, in the cartoons, they all swiped down their face,
yep.
And their mask came on, but none of these had helmets. So, let's see what else we got. Well, I think we're done here with Steel Will. Do we have a price on this, Frank? Yes.
Who do you think costs more, the sister or the brother?
I would say the sister because less boys wanted to buy her.
Okay. D, how about you?
What's the question?
Which of you think costs more, the brother or the sister?
The sister because she's more rare.
Okay. And guess what? You're both right. So for the sister, which is Steelheart, carded, of course. That's all I quote, right? You're looking between $700 to $900.
Fuck, get out of here. $900 for that.
Yep, and then Steel Will, which is the brother, between $350 to $450.
Yep.
And according to my resource, his Stronghold, which is the bird.
Yes.
The wings fold up so that it can like grab stuff, have a good grip on stuff, supposedly.
It makes sense. Stronghold, so he holds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so I think that's the reason why I think as a boy, right, back in the 80s, do you want to get the girl?
No,
toy?
Of course not.
The girl figure, or you want to get the strong freaking football player that has muscle?
But didn't you guys have Tila for He-Man?
Yeah, Tila's different. Tila's different.
Yes.
Same thing with
And
Super.
Didn't you like make clothes for your He-Man figure to make him look like Adam?
Yes.
Boy, someone is.
So I don't understand why you would have a problem buying
that. Someone is petty as fuck right now. God.
With girls and then creating a whole new figure because the market wasn't there. I'm ahead of my freaking time is what I'm trying to say. But it's okay. Tila was different. Tila was different. I did have Tila. I'm not going to lie. Now, did I ask for Tila or was it given to me? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't know. I did have Teela. I did have Evelyn. I did have the Sorceress. And I did love my Scarlet. She was
wow.
Hot.
Yeah,
with
welcome.
Oh, you have Scarlet too?
Welcome to www.petty.com.
Yeah, don't talk crap. All right, the next
one.
Had
Scarlet, the Baroness, Cover Girl.
I had the Baroness.
Like
I did
Lady J.
Her.
Yeah,
I did have Lady J. But that's a different show. So the next one is the next one to round up the core group of Silverhawks is the annoying character because every cartoon needed to have the annoying sidekick. I'm calling him a sidekick. And that's Copper Kid.
Copper Kid.
Copper Kid, who did not speak. He just did little noises. Like.
Yes.
And everybody understood him, which is annoying.
Well, like R2-D2. Everybody understands R2-D2.
Yeah. And his bird was Mayday. So apparently his bird's special power was the ability to look for help.
Well, actually, the toy, it's a whistle.
Oh, he does his whistle. Why does he need another bird that whistles too?
Yeah, it's a whistle. So if you blow into the tail of the bird, it's a whistle.
Oh, it is a whistle. I can see the little part right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense because all he did was whistle, so you could basically do his language.
Yep.
Wow. He had a good color scheme, which they reused later, I think. I would say they reused it later for another character, which we'll get into. But yes, he was an annoying sidekick. I'm assuming he was a little more expensive on the expensive side, but not as popular as the other ones because... Again, not a lot of people. I would suspect not a lot of people want them, so I would put them somewhere about $200.
Okay, D, how about you, buddy?
Again, because of the rarity, I put them at $5.
Okay, carded, you're looking at $325 to $450.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then the other of the good guys, the other one that came out in the cartoon was, let's see if he's here, it is Stargazer with his sly bird.
That's the commander, right? That's the short commander. Guy.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the boss. Okay. FYI, he's like an old Silverhawk. FYI, just want to go back that there was only one hawk in the whole, only one person had a bird in the whole cartoon. So everybody here had a bird, but they never made it to the cartoon. So, just a reminder here. So, yes. So, this is the commander. He's the one that got the team together. He's like an old Silverhawk made out of gold that was stolen by the birds. What is it called? The Battle of the Planet people. His bird's name is Slybird because... Frank, do you know why?
Yes. Whatchamacallit. If you pull the wings out, he turns into a magnifying glass. A magnifying lens.
Oh, mm-hmm. Where is it? It was just showing, and they're not showing it. But I can see it here. It slides out.
You see the wings?
Yeah. And it says here, Sly Bird with magnifying eye feature.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
And if you look at the packaging, you see the wing is open, one of them, and you open. See, oh, there you are, right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can see it there. Let me see. Hold on. For our YouTube videos... Here you go. It's a little clearer. So cool. It's funny how they kind of, he's like the boss, he's technically like an old spy guy, character. And so they gave him a spy bird. So I give him props for that. Everything.
And did
little...
you know that, what's his name? Stargazer? The figure, did you guys know that if you look behind his head, you can see through that that eye?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know how I know this?
How?
Do you want to know how I know this? Because, hold on. I read it right here. Wait, where is he?
Is
I read it right here. It says in the package, Stargazer with wide angle eye feature. So you look in the back.
Ah, okay.
I would like to say that I knew this, but I cheated.
That's fine.
I cheated here. All right. So those are the core from the main series and the beginning series. Those are the main Silverhawks and the good guys, right?
Yes.
They fought the main guy. Let me see. Do they have Monstar?
Yeah, right there.
No, but do they have? They don't have him. But they don't have him outside of his monster form. They never made that feature. So this is him.
Oh, that's the one where he had his eye patch and the hair was all frilly, like a lion.
Is that how they did it?
Yeah.
Is that how he looked like?
Yeah.
Okay.
But remember, it flipped. His head. His head flipped. The chest opened up and his head flipped. Yeah.
Oh, is that what it did?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think they're not showing it here, but yes. So he did the old Power Ranger trick.
Okay.
Yeah, I can show you what he looks like with the new one.
Go ahead.
Oh my God, Dee's right. It does. It does flip open because I can see the little what do you call that thing? The hinge. Right above his waist.
You see it. Yeah.
This is what he looks like with the new package. There's the original head, and that's how he looks.
Why is he fat?
Because that's how he was.
Damn.
He rode an octopus or a squid. I'm not sure.
Okay, nice. And that's the new one.
Yes.
Yeah.
From Super 7, which I need to buy that one.
I like his bird, though. Sky Shadow? I like it.
So I was gonna say yes. So that is his bird Sky Shadow. Do you know what it does, Frank?
Sky Shadow can hang upside down.
Uh huh.
From Momstar's waist.
That was it.
That's all I was able to find.
Yeah. Okay, that's not very creative there. So what price do we have on this one here? I will go not very expensive. I would probably card it. I'm going to go with $200 based on the prices you've been giving me.
Okay. Dee, how about you, buddy?
$150.
Well, you guys are good. Carded, you're looking at $190 to $265.
Yeah. So again, very popular figure. The bad guy is always a popular one. So I would expect that.
Well, see, for me, the bad guy should always be the most popular one.
For you, because you love bad guys.
Yeah.
So, all right, the next bad guy we have is Molecular. And I'm just saying it slow. I'm just cheesy. Saying it slow because that's how it's spelled out.
He's so cheesy.
It's pronounced Molecular.
Aren't those butt beads?
Molecular. What?
What?
Anal beads. You don't call them
this
butt
is a kid
beads.
Show.
They're anal beads.
This is a kid show. This is a kid show. No anal beads.
So, no, those are massagers. Those are massagers. You rub it on your body, the little ball things. All right. So, there he is here. Man, he looks completely different in the cartoons. But let me see what his bird does. His bird. Snap apart body action. It says here, Molecular with snap apart body action to put in your butt. That's weird. And Arkin shock wing action. What the hell?
Basically, like that means that you could manually open the wings and press the tail to close it again.
Oh.
Yes.
I like how you've become like a little expert on this.
And this guy looks cheesy as hell, dude.
Yeah, but you can get parts and you can add to his body. Those parts, these parts added to his body and made
the butt beads? Character.
The butt beads did. Yes.
Okay. It still looks cheesy.
I thought it was pretty cool. Okay, but then comes my favorite bad guy after this one is Mumbo Jumbo.
No,
Mumbo Jumbo.
Mumbo Jumbo, really?
Yes, I love Mumbo Jumbo.
He's a bull.
First of all, he's got a great name. He's a freaking bull. In the cartoon, he was like start and stomp down. It was awesome. I don't know what his birth name is.
Air Shock.
Okay. Air Shock. I see it here in the side. Mm-hmm. Frank, what does it do?
With Air Shock?
Yes.
Yeah, Air Shock, which is the Mumbo dudes, whatever, right?
Mumbo Jumbo.
You can... You can pull his head out and the wings move back. Manually push the head in and it moves the wings forward.
Wow.
What the hell is that supposed to do?
That's what it does.
He flies.
So it's kind of like a...
He flies.
Like, maybe like a hammer type of thing. You know what I mean?
He flies. Sorry,
like you put head in, out, head in, out.
Oh, yeah, man. Because if you look at the package, if you look at the package,
I don't have a package.
Wings. If you click on the figure,
I click on a figure. I don't have a picture of a package, sir.
Ah, well, you see the wings? You
see right here, right here. Look at the picture of the package. Come on, show me the package.
There it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they pull back. They pull back. Yes. Right. And then they just pull forward. That's it.
The website that you're looking at this stuff, did you share that with us? No.
What happened?
Where you're getting all this useful, wonderful information. I don't think you're sharing it with us. Okay, never mind. All right, so I'm going to go on a limb here, Frank, and said that you enjoyed Buzzsaw.
I thought he was cool.
He has the best. Cool. His bird has the best name, Shredder.
Shredder.
Shredder. You think he looks
look
cool?
Look at him, bro. He's got saws on his shoulders, on top of his head, on top of his arms. You know what I mean? Come on, dude.
And I'm assuming his robot. Bird. I'm assuming his bird also shreds. It doesn't tell me what. It doesn't tell me what his bird does.
So, his wings would spin by pressing his head.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not terrible.
So he'll do this, basically. He'll do this.
He'll do what? Wait, show me again.
He'll do this.
Okay. I see it.
He spins.
All right. Oh, I see it. Barrel rolls.
You see it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Barrel rolls. Yeah.
Okay. I was think. excuse me. I was picturing it spinning circular, like front to back, instead of left to right.
You know, Rolly, if I knew about customizing toys back then, I could do some damage to that bird, bro.
Wow. We went left real quick.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Real quick. We went left.
Make it look good. Make it look better. First of all, I have no idea what you two are talking about.
No. That.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I just said customizing.
It did not come off. It did not come off. Yeah.
No. That's where you two perverted minds are at, not mine. I clearly said customizing the toy.
Okay, we're going to play it back and let the group
decide. Let's play it back. I did say customizing the toys. If I knew how to customize toys back then, I can do a good number on that bird.
Ah, you didn't say that. You didn't say that.
You said it all sexual, too.
I did not say it sexual.
Yeah. You took a big hit.
Yep.
You know, I knew what I knew now.
It reminds me of...
Dazed and Confused, where Matthew came out and he's like,
perverts, man.
You know the part where he says, I keep on getting older, but they keep on getting younger, or something like that. I forgot what it was. So that's how I felt like you were saying. But
that's good. That's where your mind is at.
All right. So what's the price going? What's the going price on this one? I would say this is pretty up because you liked it, so you think it's cool. So I'm gonna put this at $225.
$150.
Okay, that's a good answer though. I was thinking $150.
$200 to $275.
Damn.
I won.
All right. Now, from here.
The most expensive one is Steelheart, the sister.
Because no one wants her. She's a girl. Man. No one wants a girl. I respect women, and I welcome women and support women, but. 4-year-old me doesn't want a girl to play with. I didn't know.
Unless she's Scarlet.
Unless she's what?
Scarlet or Tila.
Well, I have a thing for redheads.
It was the
80s. That's probably what it was. It is. I did have a. Now I know where my thing for redhead comes from. I do have a thing for redheads. So what? I've noticed that all the women in my life are redheads.
Before. Yeah.
Except the women that I live with. The real life women.
Exactly.
But my imaginary women were all, my fantasy women are redheads.
Like, the racism is just staring me right in my face. Right there.
Are you talking about Hot Wing?
Yes.
Hot Wing?
Staring me right in my face. It's like, wow. They really, really, really didn't like black they people back in the day.
That's fucked up. The only black dude, and they called him Hot Wing.
Yeah. And then he used the magic of imagination. The mind. But he calls it the mind. When he first introduced himself, he says, like, what weapon do you have? Are you strong or something like that? He goes, why be strong when you have the mind? And he uses a little mind crystal, and he shoots out. But, come on, he's a black guy, black gentleman.
The race of
all in gold, which right there is also.
He just needs a cane and a pimp hat.
Well, he has a cape in the back, his wing. He just needs a hat. And then he has a red flame going up his leg, one leg, and a red flame tattooed on his arm.
Yep. And you know what the bird does?
Beats up the prostitutes that don't bring in money.
Does Wayne Brady got to slap a bitch?
Don't make me. He like, how much money you got? Oh, a hot wing. I didn't make that much money. Don't make me bring out the bird.
Someone's racist.
Well, the bird turns into a shield. The bird turns into a shield.
And the bird's name again is Gyro.
Gyro?
That's a weird name for a bird. That's a weird name for a black bird. They should call them Raven or Blackbird.
I'm thinking about something else, but I just don't want
to say. I'm kind of scared for you to say anything.
Me too.
But, yeah, no. So it turns it okay. So I guess it closes wings. It turns into a shield. Okay. Now character wise though, besides the terrible jokes we're making about him being black and everything, character wise on the cartoon, I didn't have a problem with him. I liked him as a cartoon and the character.
I don't remember him in the cartoon.
He wasn't there long.
He wasn't.
No. Okay.
One or two episodes.
Yeah, but so D, you saw the cartoons. You didn't like him as a cartoon character?
No, man.
No?
He was corny. He was a black dude with magic, and his name was fucking Hot Wing.
Okay, well, the Hot Wing part is wrong. He also reminds me when I first saw Green Lantern.
John Stewart.
John Stewart gave me this guy's vibes.
Okay.
Not me.
With minus the gold. No? I think so. I think we can make the connection here on this. So
He looks like somebody, but I just can't picture it.
He looks like a hot wing.
He looks like dressed in buffalo sauce. Exactly. All right. My next one is Backflash with Backlash.
Yeah, him I don't remember.
I don't remember him at all.
He was a green dude.
Well, obviously, I'm looking at him. He's dressed in all green.
He's green, but...
And apparently, back then, by the time this guy character came out, they were a little short on the shiny part.
Mm-hmm.
Because his shiny parts only is his mask and his chest. His legs and his arms are dull. So I have no idea who this character is. Never saw him. I don't remember seeing him in the cartoons. I probably saw him in the cartoons, but I don't remember seeing him in the cartoons. Wings are done a little better than the original, than the other ones. I don't know what his.
So is he a good guy or a bad guy?
He's a good guy.
Is he a good guy?
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Say it one more
time. He's a good guy.
Okay.
Do we know anything about him, Frank?
Here's what I can tell you. Yes. Backlash, which is the bird, right? Of course, has its own action feature. Right?
Yes.
That creates a loop for capturing enemies when you twist and turn the strap between its head and tail.
So like handcuffs?
Pretty much like handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it here. I'm assuming that's with the loops right here and here. He's a handcuff. He creates a handcuff. That's a dumb toy. There. No wonder the cartoon died.
The new figures aren't the birds magnetic?
No.
No.
They're not?
No, the only one that's magnetic is the Super 7. It's Quicksilver. It's just a collab between Super 7 and Ramen Toys. So that Quicksilver, Tallyhawk, is magnetic. Same thing with the face.
And don't you have that?
I do have that one, yes.
Okay, because I remember one of you two showing me the figure, and you told me that the bird was magnetic.
Yeah, that one, the bird is magnetic, yeah, and so is the face. If you swap the face, it's magnets.
Okay.
God, I just remember. Remember who used to use magnets back on his customized figures? Ahead of his time, I tell you.
I did.
He's ahead of his time. But yes, the rest of the birds for the Super 7 fits like the old style. Just a little cup on the arm.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. All right. Next we have, let me see who else we have next. Moon Striker and Tailspin. So this is a good guy. Yes, that I don't know about.
Oh, my God. But the bird looks kind of cool. It looks like a spaceship.
Man, I don't know anything about this guy. And
me neither.
Apparently, there's barely anything because there's like only three pictures of him. And the prices are going up, though. But you have any prices?
I got nothing on him. Yeah, no, I got nothing on him.
So, yeah, I got nothing. Let me see if... What's that website that people go to? Wikipedia has anything on this guy. Let me see.
But the bird looks like a ship.
The bird is, I can probably tell you. Let me see. God damn it. Wikipedia, work with me. I can't see it. I can't see what he does. But let me see what I can find out if I can find anything. It's a wave. It's technically wave two. So we're looking at the whole collection.
Mm-hmm.
This is wave two. It's Moonstriker with turbine waist. So he would turn. The character would turn by waist. And the bird, I still can't see what the fuck the bird does because I'm getting blocked by it. So, Moonstriker, visor manually pivots up and down, turn belts clockwise till it clicks, squeeze the knees together, and the waistband and turbine spins around. So you turn them, and then squeeze the knees, and he starts spinning around. Moonstriker, the bird, turn the tail to make neck and turbine rotate. Bird can fit on figure's right arm. So the same thing. So it's yeah, no wonder it's crap. No wonder it's crap. I can't find, it must be rare because I can't find a lot of things for it. It's technically part two, wave two. It's only exclusive in America, so nowhere else was this sold. So boom, Europe, you guys don't get shit.
You guys get nothing.
Next one I'm gonna go is another good guy. This is Condor with Jetstream. This guy doesn't get a bird. He's got to make up his own bird. But the best part, like the way I enjoyed it the most, was that opening screen, the opening intro, which I mentioned before. Okay. We had to enjoy this. She looks hot too. She may be a redhead underneath that mask.
I think she is.
You know how you know this is 80s? This is how you know it's 80s. Ready? Hey, right now. This is how you know it's the 80s.
Rainbow?
No. Guitar is solo. Flies out, opens up, right into the eye, and here comes Bump Rock. That was a sick
intro. Great cartoon.
sake intro. Now, Dwayne, correct me, let me know if I'm wrong. Did Monstar have a limited power supply also, like Mumra?
Limited or unlimited?
Limited. You know how Mumra can only be that full, power.
It's limited. It's about, I think it's about 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, like the vehicle.
Voltron vehicle, yes. But same thing with Mumra. You know, whenever he went full force, he only had, I gotta go because of the ocean. I'm not near the waters of whatever that thing is.
I gotta go back. All right.
All right, so what we have here, episode 2, scene 2.
Yes.
You want to set us up, Frank?
Yeah, this is from episode 2 of season 1 from Silverhawks.
All right, thank you for that great setup.
Repeat.
Yeah. All right.
Moonstar of Limbo.
This is how we transform.
Give me a mic.
Squid, I think.
Look how evil he looks. He looks badass.
All the boys together, yes, man. Prepare all the weapons and load up the space remote.
Is he getting sleepy?
Yes, boss. Certainly, boss.
The gangster snake.
Yeah, boss.
Talking about ego, the whole thing has to be a bird.
Take cover.
You know they had a playset.
Relax, guys. Meet Tallyhawk.
That's some bird, Commander. A robot?
No, sir. He's partly metal, partly real.
Just like you.
Just like you guys.
Hey, little Will, you think we could build one of those?
Like I always say, sis, where there's a will, there's a way.
Oh my God, so cool.
Does he do anything else besides looking mean enough to chew nails off a fence?
What's that, Lino? Talk later?
I thought it was Wild Bill.
Yeah. So Tallyhawk was a spy.
He's a laser
beam. That answer your question?
Yeah.
He's a spy satellite. Hey? Scout, interceptor. You control him with this panel. You'd better learn it fast, because it looks like we got company.
Oh, he's a worse spy. The guy's already there. He got there too late. How can Mumbo Jumbo not be a fool?
You can play guitar, okay?
She had a keyboard.
That's the keyboard thinking.
Keyboard.
Come on and fight, Yellow Hawks!
Ooh, so this is fighting words.
So this is where I feel, this is one of the cartoons where I feel like the bad guys were a lot stronger. They were a lot stronger than the good guys. You saw that they had their weapons, they had everything, they had each one had a vehicle, but yet Silverhawk still won.
Of course.
So
good guys.
All right.
We always win.
Yeah. So that's all that we had right now.
Yeah,
that's
it.
For Silverhawks. Now this is the point where we kind of rate and review the toy line.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We do have three. It's just like a Cartoon Rewind, the cartoon version. We keep it simple because I forget a lot and I have really bad memory and I'm kind of dumb. Yeah. But we have three rating systems. So who wants to share it?
I got you. So the first one is, this of course is for the toy edition. We have collect, which means we've owned it when we were younger and we would definitely want to own it again today. Flip, which means we would buy it to sell it. And then, of course, we have a pass, which that's a no-brainer, something that we would never own.
Yeah. And for me, mm-hmm. this is a collect.
Yes.
I mean, sorry, it was a collect until you told me the prices. And now it's a pass. But no, now it's definitely a resell. But no, it's a collect. Like, I would like to have owned it as a child. Just never mm-hmm. did. I don't know why. But I would like to collect it now. And I do collect it now. I do have the remix. Mm-hmm. I do have the redone versions that I know Dwayne's going to share with us, his view. But this is definitely a collect for me.
Mm-hmm. Same here. I never owned it. Never owned any when I was a kid. But I would definitely buy some to today. And I kind of wish I would have bought some of these back then when I was younger. Yeah. So for me, it's also a collect. D, how about you, buddy?
And this is funny because I know D's answer. So this is funny. Yeah. The cartoon wasn't even that popular. But I guess it's, Thundercats ran for more seasons than one, Dwayne, before you answer yours. Did Thundercats run for more than one season, or was it also 65?
65.
Episodes? Okay.
If you want to count the remakes, it did more than one season. But
yeah, I don't know why this is not a remake either. But go ahead. So what's your rating?
Are we talking about just the 80s, or are we talking about Silver Rocks overall?
80s.
80s?
Mm-hmm.
This will be a flip for me. These would be a flip.
Really?
This would be a flip for me.
So if you had that chance to... If you had the chance to buy them now, you wouldn't?
The flip, yeah.
No, the flip, but they, like for yourself.
Flip.
He's really bad at.
No, I'm not. Conversation. We got. You're really hold bad. On. The three options were collect, flip, pass. Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Let me guess. Flip.
Flip. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. That's why I asked if we were talking about. Just the 80s.
All right. So we got two collects and a flip.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Some people like money more than collecting.
No, it's not that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I like the updated versions better. I collect the ones that are done today more than I would the ones in the 80s. That's why I said flip.
Right. So with that being said, so there are new versions
yes.
done by Super 7. Like I said, Ramen Toys only made Silverhawk, Quicksilver, and that was with the collaboration with Super 7. The rest are done through Super 7. D, you have more information on that. What you got for us? You have your collection. What you got?
Like I said, I would.
Yes.
I like the updated versions better because they're more detailed.
All
right. Right now they have the Quicksilver with the back metal.
Mm-hmm.
That comes with Tallyhawk, four arms, and two faces. We have Moonstar comes with 6 hands, 2 heads. And then we have the Dull Quicksilver that comes with Tallyhawk, 2 sets of arms, and 6 hands. So that's why I like the new ones better because they have more options. I also have the racist hot wing. The racist hot wing, and I plan to collect Steel if Steel Heart comes out.
In the vac Steel Heart,
metal.
And the metal.
Yeah, in the vac metal, I'll get her. That's about it.
She's out. Valk Metal is out.
Oh, well,
Steelheart is out. Oh. Steel Will is not. Okay, there are only two of them out.
I haven't seen it on a Big Bad or anywhere else. So when that comes out, I'll get it. Also, if they do the Mirage, I will buy the Mirage because I like that. I won't do the Copper Kid or the bike that they have on Big Bad.
I was gonna ask you about that one. Yes.
I won't do that one unless it's on sale for like 50% off.
So the shiny Steelheart is $65 right now.
I'll wait till that one comes down before I buy it.
Yeah. They refer to it now as toy. They refer to it as toy version. Mm. So, but unfortunately, I got the cheaper one. But it's all right. It's all right. I like mine. So now the only thing I want to point out is on my I do like my ramen by Quiksilver, because if you notice the Super 7, the wings, you got to pull out the arms.
Mm-hmm.
Think how about arms, replace the arms. Mm-hmm. With the ramen toy versions, the arms, you can just attach the wings to it. And it has different articulation. So arms fully extended or half. So it has a full extension or half extensions. You know? So if you want to have straight arms going across, or you want to like angle it kind of down for our viewers. I can't. Hold on. This, that. So it's either this or this. So you have the attachments and you can do each arm differently. Okay, I like that. Cool. Yeah. Like I said, the Tallyhawk is magnetic on the arm. So it's a little heavy, so don't move it around too much. But I did like that. And then obviously you have, I think I had more hand. I think we have six hands. Six hands on Quiksilver. So
and
I
the
like
shield.
That.
And the shield was magnetic, right?
The shields, the faces are magnetic, yes. Yeah, and then for Super 7, it's just replacement of the heads.
Okay.
So it's a lot of extra. And by the way, Bluegrass, Super 7 Bluegrass, which I have, a lot of accessories. Like three different guitars, three different wings, two different hats, different heads, a lot of accessories on that, lassos. So that was that's a good figure too.
That was a good buy for you because you love accessories.
Yeah, well, yes. Mm-hmm. Just like I like to match my purse to my shoes, yes.
I get it, buddy.
But with that being said, check out the new ones, buy the old ones, and Frank, you can take us home.
Yes, and of course, that is going to wrap up the show for today. And from all of us at Cartoon Rewind, a huge thank you for tuning in. Remember to show us some love with a like, hit that subscribe button, and stay connected with us on YouTube, Spotify, and of course, Apple Podcasts. Pretty much anywhere where you find your podcast, we will be there. Oh, and also don't forget to catch us on Instagram and TikTok for even more cartoon clips. So, until next time, stay tuned, my fellow cartoon addicts. Peace.